program from, at least my portion of it, is coming from Dublin, Ireland. Did I say that? Ireland.
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 At the Clontarf Castle, which has a wall that was built in 1307. As usual, with most of history here, it's all about battles. It's all about the Vikings. The Romans never got to Ireland because they didn't think it was worth it, apparently. No, the Romans never came here. No.
I didn't
know
that.
The Vikings came in and made a mess of things.
I figured the Romans went everywhere.
Yeah, no, the Romans thought it was too cold here until they stayed away. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli in the Good Day program. We're going to meet the fellow who's connected to a very, very warm and wonderful museum here in Dublin. Later on in the hour, we're going to meet Ireland's most famous sports commentator, Richie.
Okay.
So you'll have some fun with that. As I said, you look at the paper this morning, and actually through the weekend, and sport is the number one thing. It isn't the news. It's the sport news. And I wonder whether or not the... I'll have to find out here when we talk to this gentleman whether sports radio is doing the same sort of thing in terms of occupying people's time. Many, many stations in America are converting to sports talk from regular news talk, and or they're converting from other formats as well. And I wonder if that... I mean, I see how we're getting people enthused about football, and we always have people enthused about basketball and baseball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But... this place is, the tone of the country is set by what goes on in their sports activities, which is amazing. And it is, it's not politics, although politics is important, it is sport. It really, and it's the Catholic Church, we were talking about that earlier. And the headlines on the front page of the newspaper represent that. That's very foreign, if you'll pardon the pun, to the way we think in many different ways. So anyway, 2 days in Ireland celebrating not only I went to this Titanic exhibition yesterday up in Belfast. Excuse me. It was extraordinary in any number of ways, and I'll tell you how I experienced that later on. And then also going to the what essentially is the wall, the IRA, and what went on there, the Protestants versus Catholics, and how that has calmed down now, but still not. And even many of you don't think, you think Ireland is out. Well, now it's supposedly one Ireland, but there's the British end of, if you will, our corner of Ireland, which is certainly what Belfast is all about, and then the rest of Ireland, which I think they've referred to over the years as Free Ireland. At any rate, the two now are together, and you can see this is a functional reality, but when you cross over into the English side, it goes to mile. When you're on the motorway, it goes to miles. When you cross back into the Irish, what is some people say is real Ireland, it goes back to kilometers. I mean, there's little stuff like that that you notice. But I think most everybody is trying to put it together. So at any rate, we'll talk about some of the cultural aspects. We all know how big I am on culture. So culture, Rich, culture.
And gotcha.
It has nothing to do with Guinness, it has nothing to do with Jameson, nothing to do with any of that stuff.
Doesn't my world.
A little bit.
Well, maybe might. Well, we'll find out. Trevor White will join us in a moment here on Good Day. Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
13 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from County Dublin. The seat of Dublin County is Dublin itself, in Ireland for a couple of days to celebrate all kinds of neat things. The Gathering Ireland is scheduled for next year. People from all around the world are going to be invited. If you have Irish in you, one way or another, by hook or by crook, you're going to be invited to come into Ireland to experience and explore through here a country that has, in many ways, changed dramatically, and in other ways hasn't changed at all. I was in a cemetery yesterday, and the cemetery went back to, I think the earliest plot was 14 something. You can just barely read it. Had the old Gaelic cross on it, or in it as you went in, and then there was some fresh bodies. There was some fresh plantings. That doesn't sound right either. There were some...
newly buried, how
yes,
is that?
Yes,
newly buried.
Newly fresh buried.
Woohoo! Good Lord.
Anyway.
We should have let him go to see where this went.
Yeah, right. It's okay. You saved me, and it's fine. Trevor White is with the Little Museum of Dublin. What sort of... when you think about museums, we think about in New York... Roberta's in New York. She goes to the Guggenheim or the New York Gallery of Art or whatever it is. So what's this little museum in Dublin?
The little museum is a brand new People's Museum of Dublin. We just opened for a year, and it's housed in a beautiful Georgian townhouse here in the center of Dublin. And it's a People's Museum of Dublin.
What does that mean?
Very simply, it means...
history of the wars of Ireland, that kind of stuff?
Yes, but it covers just the 20th century. And when I say it's a People's Museum, I mean that everything in the museum has been donated by ordinary Dubliners. So it really is an opportunity to tell the story of the city through the eyes of its people.
All right, so what's the significant stuff that has... if we go back to World War One, even, that's kind of a... That's an important landmark in terms of history. How did that play here?
Well, you're absolutely... absolutely right. World War One is at the center of what is probably the most tumultuous decade in Irish history. Of course, the Easter Rising of 1916 happens during the First World War, and that's this armed rebellion against British rule. But there's a lot of historical artifacts that kind of tell the story of the war from the perspective of the people of Dublin. But I suppose something that your own listeners might find particularly interesting is, as many of them will know, President John F. Kennedy came to Dublin on the 26th of June 1963, and we have quite a lot of souvenirs around that visit, including the lectern that President Kennedy used to address the Irish Parliament the following day.
What sort of fascinates me about Ireland is they seem to want to, and I say this lovingly, legitimate themselves by talking about the Queen coming here, the Pope coming here, U.S. presidents coming here. Why do you think there's so much focus on that versus what Ireland stands for of and on its own?
Well, the reason I refer to that is...
and I don't mean that's critical.
No. I think, frankly, A, you're absolutely right, and B, I suppose it's a function of being a small country and looking out to the world, and particularly with our unique experience of emigration. You know, and again, many of your listeners will have Irish roots in one way or another. But what I suppose is interesting, or most interesting, about Kennedy's visit in 1963 is that it really does represent a coming of age, not simply for America, but for Ireland. Because remember, seven of Kennedy's eight great-great-grandparents emigrated from Ireland during the famine.
Well, the Kennedy family today gets 7 cents in every bottle of whiskey because the old man was a bootlegger. I'm not kidding. Every bottle of Irish whiskey that comes from here, that's where the Kennedy family money comes from.
I see.
7 cents on every bottle. Let's go back a little bit, if I may. Not that the history, the Little Museum in Dublin covers this, but as you're a historian, I learned a whole lot about the potato famine and how it affected Ireland and the movement, the migration, mass migration, to lots of places, including America. Most of the Irish history goes back, at least in America, to the famine and how people got over there. There were dozens and dozens of boats that had boatloads of people, and half of them would die on the boats. And some of them, all of them would die, depending on how well they were cared for on the ships. And it was a 40-day journey across the North Atlantic. And amazing stories that come from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Harrowing experience. And of course that's marked the Irish character to this day, that experience of emigration. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's given us some would say it's given us a resilience and a toughness, but frankly in the wake of the last few years I'm not so sure how tough.
How do you mean?
Irish identity is in flux, particularly here in Dublin. You know, in Dublin, you know, 10 years ago you asked us how are you, we were top of the world. You know, we were cock of the hoop, we were the Celtic tiger, we were this remarkable runaway success story. And today, you know, given the recession, the boom is over. You know,
that's everywhere. You shouldn't take credit for that. That's not your fault. That's the way it is.
No,
but
Ireland's experience of success, it was unprecedented. You know, in terms of our national,
they were riding high for sure with the IT.
Well, I mean,
you can
look around; it's still a big IT center.
It is. But at the same time, there is a sense that our identity is in flux. You know, so inextricably linked, caught up with affluence and with the boom, and we just don't have that anymore. So there's a very real sense that a lot of Irish people are asking this question. What is it that's unique about Ireland, about the Irish? And I suppose in that context, it's inevitable that we look overseas. You know,
Irish. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I found Dublin, this is sort of basic stuff, very clean city, a lot of newness here. Dublin was never bombed during World War II. Belfast was bombed into pretty much oblivion.
Well, that's almost true. There was one bombing. 28 people were killed in
here.
1941. Yeah,
that's right.
In the North Strand. Actually, just less than a mile from here, in fact. Yeah. But again, returning to this question, it's a good one. You know, what is it about Dublin? Is there anything special? To me, the answer is the people. You know, when you ask visitors to this country what is memorable, ultimately, you know, they might mention the Book of Kells and Guinness and so on, but ultimately it's the warmth of Irish people.
Yeah. And Trinity College, by the way, the Book of Kells is on display at Trinity College. We went over there on Saturday too. Amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
My daughter went to one of the Oxford colleges, so, and she came up here and did some studying, and I hadn't been into the library. Amazing stuff there. And there's a warmth, is an embracing of education, I sense here. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But just on that hospitality thing for a moment, Doug, if I may, a couple of years ago we launched a civic initiative through the museum called City of 1,000 Welcomes. And very simply, it's a service to welcome visitors to Dublin. What happens is we've 2,500 Dubliners who volunteered to welcome visitors to the city. Right. They take them for a free pint or a cup of tea.
Aha. Uh-huh. Is there a website people can check out for that?
CityOf1,000Welcomes.com.
CityOf1,000Welcomes.com. Yeah. A lot of people check it out. Coming to the gathering. Thank you very much. Trevor White here with us on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Celebrate a few birthdays. None of these people are Irish, I don't think, Richie. Herb, Peaches and Herb, Herb Fame.
Hi, babe.
Not on this list. No. You'll pardon me if I think there's an exception. His real name is Herb Femster, by the way.
Yeah.
Does that sound like something you do with a rat in a cage?
Yeah.
Let's go visit the Femsters over here in this cage.
It sounds like a name of a character in a sitcom. Femster!
Yes.
What did you do this time?
Mr. Fame, born this date, 1942.
How many different peaches did he have?
So he's 70. No, I think it was his wife. I think her name, was... By the
how
way,
many
I have
peaches did he have?
Well, it could be. Who knows how many there are there. I have Peaches, my cow, and her first son we named Herb.
Oh, cool.
So we have the steer Herbie and Peaches, who are loved by many, as it were. Stella Stevens, the actress born in the state in 1936, maybe best known for her role in the Poseidon Adventure, although she was Little Abner's love interest in the movie of the same name. She started out her career as an actress in Ben Crazy. I used to call him Ben Casey. On television. Happy birthday to Julie Andrews, whose birthday is today. Next up, Jerry Martini is the sax player here with Sly and the Family Stone. I want to crank this up a little bit.
Absolutely.
Now we need the drummer. We had a drummer here a little while ago. She's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, so Jerry Martini is 69 today. As
you know,
music.
I saw the other day we were talking about Aaron Moran from Happy Days being homeless and just looking really in bad shape.
Yeah, right.
Sly is pretty much in the same situation, but that guy's been crazy for a long time.
All of his life.
But apparently now he's homeless and just walking the streets just absolutely over the top.
I don't think Stephen Collins is on that same plane. He from... let's see, he's Eric on Seventh Heaven. In a lot of movies, he's a character actor you'd recognize if you thought. He was in a couple of Star Wars pictures as well, so you'd recognize him. His birthday is today. He's 61. Brian Greenway is the guitarist with April Wine. Why are you laughing?
This is classic. Whenever we pull out those 80s hair rock songs that you haven't heard in 30 years, it's just funny.
Heard this song ever, I don't think.
Really? You haven't missed a whole lot.
I missed it.
This has got like one of those bonk 1985 stamps on it.
Speaking of bonk, Randy Quaid's birthday is today. Born this day, 1950.
Love me some Randy
still
Quaid.
Still on the run.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, was the last crazy people.
Good thing he did Independence Day. Was that the last? He was in Caddyshack 2, National Lampoon's Vacation.
Eddie in Vacation is one of the all-time classic movie characters ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Vance Law, the baseball player, born in the state 1956, along with Mark McGuire. His birthday is today. Howard Hewitt from Shalimar. Another one of those... Almost never heard of songs anymore.
Ooh, look at who we got here.
Who's that?
Good
Kevin Griffin.
One of my favorite bands of all time.
Better Than Ezra.
Yeah, baby.
44 today.
From down New Orleans.
Actress Cindy Margolis, who started out as a model. She was attached to The Price is Right at first, and then she was in Austin Powers. And
yeah, baby.
She had a show of her own, actually, I think. For a while. Anyway, so her birthday is today. A little gossip about Arnold Schwarzenegger over the weekend, admitting to having an affair with his Red Sonja co-star Brigitte Nielsen. She slept with everybody.
Huh? Yeah, what a shock.
And so is he.
Is anybody shocked about that one?
No.
Tom Cruise. It was a hot affair, though.
Really? Tom Cruise is dating Cameron Diaz, maybe?
No.
Oh, well, come on. That's
just
good story.
A rumor.
Like 28 after on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-5994. That's 1-800-530-5994. 1-800-530-5994.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go in.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves. You and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, live, my portion of it is the Good Day program in Ireland, but we have Jennifer and Roberta and Richie in their usual stead, and we're working our way through any number of things. In fact, DougSteffen.com today is still featuring that free digital download of a new song from Trace Adkins that certainly Jennifer is all excited about, so you can get that free at DougSteffen.com. And we have a lot of information about the year-long celebration that I'm here to sort of introduce. It's called The Gathering in Ireland, and that'll take place all of next year. You can become part of it, whether you're an Irish person, you got Irish ancestry. Richie, it'd be a perfect place for you to come. The Gathering and the music and the culture and the festivals.
I've been doing my my ancestry on Ancestry.com for the last two or three years. And I'm back into the early 1800s, late 1700s, and am just now finding family that came over from Ireland.
Really?
So, yeah, it's...
On which side? Mother's side or father's side?
Both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, your mother and father are both Irish then. I didn't realize that. For some reason, I thought your mother wasn't.
Nope.
All right, so that's that story. We're going to meet probably the most famous sports commentator in Ireland.
This guy looks like a character from what I can see.
As soon as I learn how to pronounce his name...
His last name is an eye chart.
Yeah,
maybe two
really
eye charts.
Yeah, a couple of different eye charts. All right, so we'll meet this gentleman in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Now, it's 23 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, a little Irish music in the background. Sets the Celtic tone for our conversation to continue. Joining us now is probably the most famous sports broadcaster in Ireland. Let's see how well I do with this, Richie. Micheál McCartney. McCartney.
Well, that's one version.
Your version.
My
yes.
one is Micheál O'Moriarty.
Really?
It's the Gaelic version of Moriarty.
Right. You are Michael Moriarty, born Michael.
I can tell
Moriarty.
You what it means. The names in Gaelic, they mean something to me. Muir is sort of like marine, connected right. with the sea. They were either pirates or pilots.
Pirates or pilots?
Years ago.
Really?
Yeah. So they say that names mean something. For instance, I'm sure you have them in Washington as well, Sullivan. That means Sula Owen, that they were... A famous Sullivan, one time he was one-eyed, and all his descendants then were called Sullivanic, Sullivans.
Really?
Names, I'm sure in every language, names developed in different
yeah.
ways.
Yeah, right, exactly. Where'd they come yeah. from, how they,
we,
what
we
meaning
should
they
worry
have.
Where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you get McFadden.
McFadden, Mach-Fodin, the son of Paddens, yeah.
The son of Paddens.
Yes, Mach means the son of, and
correct, right.
There is plenty of Machs. McCarty would be the son of Cormac, and if you ask what the meaning of Cormac, there were two tribes, the brave Cormacs and the cowardly Cormacs. So it's very important which tribe you belong to. The,
really? The tribes go way back to the warring factions.
Is the Paddens a tribe?
Oh, the Patton, they were certainly a tribe of strong people, and they're now very famous as Gaelic footballers in this country. Donegal won the All-Ireland, and one of their real stars was a McFadden, but to me, he'd be McFadden.
McFadden. I remember that.
Can I play this game, too?
Yes, please.
My family name is Sweeney.
Sweeney.
Terence McSweeney. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Terence McSweeney. Mac Sivna. Sivna would be peaceful, quiet, calm people.
Really?
You know, even the sound of it, Sivna, you know, it's a soothing sound of the name. So I'm sure that's your personality.
You know,
what an interesting.
Fascinating.
Interesting.
But given the war... Like experiences of your countrymen, of your history, and the peacefulness of the music and of the names and the
yes.
people themselves. What an interesting contrast. Is there a change, or are we still...
Yeah, but I think life is, you know, full of contrasts.
Mm-hmm.
All people have peaceful times, they have times, troubled times, and maybe warring times, and I think personalities change during those periods, so... The family's got names, you know. The names were adapted, you know, their usual behavior. And I think names, I speak now for the Gaelic language, they mean something. You
yeah.
know, I said Mufkartik was, it really means of the sea. And, you know, and Sibna, you know, peace and quiet. And Mach something would be the son of. The next word would mean something.
You became probably the most famous broadcaster or sports commentator. How did that all get started? Are you an athlete yourself?
Well, I was an athlete, but I started at the age of 18.
18?
Yeah.
Good time to start as a broadcaster.
As a broadcaster in the Gaelic language.
You
in
did?
Irish.
So did you do play-by-playing Gaelic?
Oh, yes.
Really?
And
could you just give us a little of...
I'd say now, if I was doing it through Irish now, we'd say the football was thrown in. I'd say, Cotter and Felishtach, the Pellas de Lero, Tashig Edoganish, Tugundog Kikmado, Orts and Ayers, Shachadron Huil, Horandras Naon, Kulin the Coon de Washington.
Touchdown!
That's great.
Now, Doug is a real good. He looks a good player. Yeah,
I'm not a good player. I'm sturdy enough, but I'm not
sturdy,
interested in many of these things because I have a whole long, sordid story about that, which is not important to our conversation.
But sport keeps the world alive.
Well, it does here.
It does.
It really does here. I've said this three or four times already this morning that looking at the French the home news.
Yes.
It's the results of sport activity over the weekend.
Activity.
More important than any political, yes. Anything else, anybody who got killed. No, this is number one.
It can be down the road and it can be far away, like the Ryder Cup.
Yes, everybody kept talking about yesterday about the Ryder Cup.
And it was great, and it was captivating to watch it, you know, and finish up in good health, bitterly fought, you know, and trying to outdo each other. But in the end, there's a winner and there's a loser, and they get on and think of the next one.
How do you get on as a well-known broadcaster? You have a family of 8 children. How is that, what you did for a living or do for a living your life affected your family and your life?
Well, it didn't, because they all became interested in it and they were all good supporters and good players.
You're talking about your children?
Yes.
And yeah, but when you go out in public, people know who you are.
Yes, they wouldn't. They'd know the children because they came along, you know, to make notes. If I'd be doing a report after the game, I'd need detailed notes.
So you had the children help you, feed you.
As they grew along, they'd be taken down.
What do they call those people in America, Richie, when they do the...
I suppose notes? Stats people.
Stats, right, exactly. So your children were your statisticians.
Well, I'd need them more for post-match, you know, to write a report. And
that's
if you had nobody
cool.
to take them, you know, you wouldn't be quite sure, did the first goal come in the 10th minute or in the 15th minute and so on. And they were useful, and all 8 of them did the job of stats as a while, beginning with my eldest son, Eamon, and then Niamh, and then Angus, and then Cormac, and then Nasa, and then Nuala, and then Aideen, and then Dirn. And I'm actually flying out to New York tomorrow for the wedding of one of my daughters.
Oh, congratulations.
In New York.
She marrying an American?
No, she's marrying a man from Wales.
Really? Why is she getting married in New York?
Well, she worked in New York for a good while, and she likes New York.
Does she?
It's an opportunity for us all, you know, to go and see a bit of the outside world yet again.
I
love traveling, and sport has brought me all over the world.
I would think.
It's fantastic.
Let me go back to the question originally, when I was asking you about your life and how you're being a well-known broadcaster. When you go places as you do, there were people in America, and there still are, I guess, to a point, who became identified with the team. They were called homers. I don't know if Vin Scully would be a good example of that. You probably know who he is, does the Dodgers games in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But I think of Johnny Most, who is a Boston broadcaster, did basketball, and he was noticeably supportive of the locals.
Yeah.
And some people like that and some people don't.
Well, I never favored that. I always maintained that you have two sets of listeners and neutral listeners. One wants to find out as much as they can about their own team, others the other team, but I always saw myself as somebody that just gave as much information as I could about what was actually happening, you know, and the people, you know. I got to know the people, and it being a small country, people like
you
to know
the players you're talking about.
Players,
yeah.
Supposing you were playing now, name might be a new name the first time you appeared, I might be able to say, well, now his father or his uncle or his cousin paid for such and such a team.
Right, yeah.
I think that's of great interest to Irish people. They're interested in the people as well as the actual game itself and the result of the game.
Yeah.
That's why I always try to have information about the players as individuals, completely divorced from the football or the hurling that they played.
So when you're out and about after a game, you walk down the street going to your car or whatever, and people see you on the street, how do they approach you?
Well, I never took myself too serious.
Good.
And I like to hear the views of everybody and anybody. Anybody that takes the trouble to stop to talk to me, I'll stop and talk to them. You know, I wouldn't want to disappear for the sake of disappearing, and I'd never consider it was annoyance. I'd know a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, going to the big game yesterday, the hurling game, Took me a long time to go 100 yards at once.
Because you can get out of it. Everybody wanted to talk to you about the results of the game.
And all, which I think is great. But Irish sport, you know, people really get wrapped up in it. And the followers go
in. Amazing.
They're not segregated or anything, you know. Supporters of both teams would mingle on the stands.
How has that helped bring Ireland back together?
It helps greatly, you know. And Gaelic games are the strong sport, but then they're good at the rugby, good at the soccer, play a lot of the golf, you know, the athletics and so on. And we'd team at the Olympic Games and all that. There's a great interest in sport in general. And then the horse racing, people.
Racing here.
Oh, yes.
Really?
A lot of horse racing. There's jumping races more, but Aidan O'Brien would be a world-famous trainer. He's won big races in America, in Dubai, and everywhere, all over England.
How is Rory McIlroy?
Great. He was in top form yesterday in the Ryder Cup. Almost missed his game. He slept it out in the morning. He forgot that he was in Chicago and he was going on Eastern time.
Really?
Yeah, they called him and they had 25 minutes until it's Rory McIlroy is the new Tiger Woods, and he's from Ireland. He's this young Irish kid from Ireland.
He's only the paper
22 years of age. Yeah. He's number one in the world. And
he's lovable.
He's an ordinary guy. Is he not full of himself, of his success?
Yeah.
No, I love him.
Signs autographs, talks to people on the street.
There was 25 minutes to go to tea time, and they hadn't seen him at the course yet, and they called him, and he was going on Eastern time instead of Central time.
Yes, indeed. And the police brought him.
Really?
You can depend on the police in an emergency.
It's a real emergency.
We call them Gardaí. Guard is a protector. Uh-huh. We don't speak about police at all. He was a guard.
He's the biggest thing from Ireland in the United States now.
He's amazingly popular. I went over to see two tournaments. I went to the Masters on two occasions.
Oh, wow.
And I could not believe, you know, the way the American followers, they liked him, and they're very fair to everybody, but they took to him, really. He was young.
The Americans are fair?
He's not big and strong and muscly, but he's a fantastic swing, and he enjoys the sport.
Yes. They're looking for somebody to sort of counter the business with
Tiger.
Tiger is no longer the player he was.
Yeah.
He could become that again. Nobody knows.
But whenever you see him, all you think about is not golf. And that's what, you know, it's like O.J. What do you think? You don't think of O.J. being a great football player.
You don't.
You think of him being a crook and a murderer.
Yeah.
And so what happens to supplant what goes on in your life oftentimes defines your life. Look at all of the baseball players. I mean, I can't talk about anybody here, what's going on in life afterwards, but we all know many American footballers, baseball players who have disgraced themselves after they were in the game.
Yeah.
And that's what they're remembered for, not being great in the game.
Well, that's it. But Rory, now to give one example of how the Americans took him. At Atlanta, I went to the guy marking the drives of everybody that passed by, and Rory was the last to play on the first day of the Masters, and he hit what I thought was a good drive. I said to the guy measuring them all, "How long was that?" And he said, "Did you hear of Bubba Watson?" I said, "I did, a mighty man." He said, "Where Bubba's ball came to rest, this man, young man's ball landed there and bounded forward for another 70 yards." So I said, "Was that long?" "The longest of the day." He says, "What a player."
And the way he
says
it's
nice to hear that.
I would listen to you call a match all day long.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had great fun. And I did the matches often bilingually.
Did you?
I did. I might.
How would you do that? Give us an example. We only have about 40 seconds left here.
I'd be talking that, you know, the ball is thrown in, and once again, Doug gets it. He sees the player loose out in the wing. He sends it out the wing. Tasha Mahanish, Tasha Geshan O'Shea, Shakadi Shan O'Sullivan, Haran Drasna Onagas, Kulin Elagor Washington.
I love this.
Very good. At the Mihal.
Mihal. Oh, Mira Hirti, I want to hear you say it my way now. Mihal.
Mihal.
Oh.
Oh.
Mira Hirti.
Mira Hirti.
100%.
And you are too, sir. Nice to have met you here on the Good Day program from Ireland. I'm Doug Steffen.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Identifiable music from Mary Poppins. Julie Andrews is 77 today. Her husband, Blake Andrews, died, I think, last year. So she's on the market, Richie, one way or another.
There you go.
Yeah.
So are you.
Spoonful of sugar from Mary Poppins, the essence of what's going on in our celebration of movies and music and stuff. We get started with movie music each time we're together. And Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to go through the list of winning successful movies for the weekend. And because we're celebrating Randy Quaid's birthday today, we have an excerpt from one of his movies. One of his movies. I'm not going to help you at all, but I think it'll be fairly obvious which one this is. So we have three excerpts from the movie. You have three opportunities. Listen, see if you can figure out what the movie is. You call us at 800-510-8255, 800-510-TALK, and identify the movie. You get a swell prize if you haven't won on Movie Moments before. Here's the first audio clip.
I keep telling him he's going to pierce himself shut one day, but what can you do? The boy likes eating through a straw.
800-510-8255. Second clip.
Oh, man, it is a blazer out there. You're lucky you got air conditioning in here like Mother Nature intended.
Got it.
All right. Chucker, you got it?
I still can't believe sometimes that he's Dennis Quaid's brother.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
It's different, yeah.
Have you seen that new...
It's almost like the gene pool got spliced or something.
Yeah. Have you seen that new Vegas TV show?
Very good.
Yeah, it seems to be a pretty... it got good reviews anyway. All right, here's the last...
I must admit, I watch no shows on CBS.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think the ratings on CBS are so high because...
They don't need you?
People who watch are so old, they can't get up to change the channel.
Yeah, ever since they canceled Matlock, Chucker's been bitter.
That was NBC.
All right, come on, let's last clip from this movie.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
All right, 800-510-8255, Give us your best shot on that, and we'll see where the cards go, as it were. Chuck has got movie news and the results of the box office totals from the weekend in just a moment here on Good Day.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's Tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's Tires on Demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
All right, so Chuck.
Yeah, Doug.
What was the winner over the weekend as far as movies are concerned?
Actually, it was a good big bounce back weekend at the box office. The animated film Hotel Transylvania, which is produced by Adam Sandler's production company, scored big, $43 million over the weekend. My gut feeling is most of these animated films are nothing more than glorified babysitters. The parents who take the kids to see them, not caring one bit about the quality, whether they're good or bad. They just take them as a time killer. But that's a big score, $43 million. Number two is the new sci-fi film Looper, which has gotten really good buzz up until this release, $21.2 million. We shot on a budget of $30 million, which is quite impressive. I saw it Saturday night. It's a good film. It's a time travel movie that is mostly character-driven. Good performances by Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The only problem is its third act is somewhat bloated. I thought that hurt the quality, but still well worth seeing. Number three, End of Watch, the cop drama with Jake Gyllenhaal, $8 million. $26 million in 2 weeks of release. Another film just shot on a $7 million budget, so it's in profit. Clint Eastwood's Trouble with the Curve. Place for $7.5 million, $23 million in 2 weeks of release, and House at the End of the Street with Jennifer Lawrence, $22 million in 2 weeks of release, $7 million over the weekend. Opening this Friday, Doug, is Liam Neeson's Taken 2, and advanced reviews are mostly very negative, which I'm a little surprised. But very negative, not just mediocre, but very negative. Yeah.
Huh.
We'll see how that goes. I went to see Arbitrage over the weekend also with Richard Gere. He's quite good in that movie. It's only in 200 screens, but
why?
It's because it's considered art house fare, and the independent production company just, the multiplexes won't take it. That's really the bottom line.
I was, it's kind of like that movie Obama 2016, same kind of thing.
That wound up getting a pretty wide release, the multiplexes.
I've seen it in a lot of places,
multiplexes took that film and it performed very well at the box.
Doesn't seem to be affecting the polls any at the moment. All right, so let's see if we can get to Ben with the answer. Ben, what's the name of that movie?
Vegas Vacation. That's the one from
Vacation. Say again, the one from what?
Vegas Vacation.
Yeah, I think I heard that. All right, so we got it.
Right. You got it right. Verified. That's all that matters.
It's Vegas Vacation, I think the third one in that series. So he gets swell prize. Hold on a second, Ben.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.